SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. So many questions regarding security in the wake of the attempt on former President Trump's life. Mr. Trump narrowly escaped death when a would-be assassin fired on him from a nearby rooftop during a Saturday rally in western Pennsylvania.
A number of rally-goers said they saw a man climb the roof, and they warned local police. Sources now tell the Associated Press a local officer climbed up to the roof. 20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crooks pointed a rifle. When the officer retreated, they say, Crooks took a shot toward Trump. This law enforcement expert, Andrew Scott III, not involved in this case, says he's really surprised advanced security teams didn't cover that rooftop.
I would have expected that local law enforcement, at the direction of the Secret Service, would have been positioned on those rooftops.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Mr. Trump is thanking law enforcement and ultimately God for saving his life. It was a very close call. The former president was wounded with his right ear grazed and bloodied by a bullet. The shocking attack puts the Biden campaign in a rather tough spot.
The president's reelection team is grappling with how to manage both the political fallout from the shooting and compete in the ongoing race for the White House against Donald Trump. Out of respect, the Biden campaign suspended its communications and TV ads on Saturday, and the president's scheduled travel to Texas was postponed. White House and campaign officials are trying to figure out the best path forward for Joe Biden, both as the sitting president in a time of tragedy and as a candidate trying to defeat Trump in November. Greg Clugston, Milwaukee.
Wisconsin's largest city, where the Republican National Convention opens today, and Mr. Trump is in the city for day one. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures up 224 points. This is SRN News. Christians continue to have a tough time in Turkey.
The mostly Muslim country is officially secular and guarantees religious freedom for all. But President Recep Erdogan has been taking Turkey in a more Islamic direction in recent years, and that has led to persecution of Christians. This month, the government denied another permit for a congregation to build a church, despite the fact that the land in question has already been set aside for religious construction. Bernie Bennett, SRN News.
Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk and his liberal coalition government have suffered a defeat in Parliament, where a slim majority rejected legislation that would have watered down one of the country's pro-life laws. Tusk supported a measure that would have lifted the current punishment for persons aiding women in having an abortion. It was a key element in Tusk's program of reversing the policies of the previous conservative government. However, some lawmakers in the wider ruling coalition voted against the change. This is SRN News. The second phase of a civil trial against the National Rifle Association gets underway today in New York.
New York Attorney General Letitia James wants an independent monitor to oversee the NRA, and she wants former NRA CEO Wayne LaPierre banned from serving in leadership positions for or collecting funds on behalf of any charitable organization doing business in New York. In February, a jury found that LaPierre misspent millions of dollars of NRA money in order to fund an extravagant lifestyle. A lawyer for the NRA says the request for a court-appointed monitor is unwarranted. The second phase of the civil trial will not be heard by a jury, but by a judge. I'm Donna Warder.
It's likely to be another week without electricity for hundreds of thousands of people in the Houston area after Hurricane Beryl toppled trees and brought down power lines. More details at SRNnews.com.